Task 1.
Speaker A.
I decided to bake chocolate chip cookies. After mixing the ingredients in the food processor, I put rounded tablespoon measures of perfect cookie dough onto a greased cookie sheet. Then I preheated the oven to full whack. When I was leaning into the oven with the cookie sheet full of dough, I somehow lost my balance and slipped. The sheet upended and the raw mixture landed all over the hot inside of the open oven door in a sizzling, sticky mess. Panicked that all my cookies would become pieces of charcoal on the hot surface, I filled a bucket with hot, soapy water. I set the bucket down on the floor and with considerable effort began scooping the bubbling, glued dough that had already started scorching. Just as I was finishing the cleaning, my knee hit the bucket and the water poured all over the kitchen. I could do nothing but laugh.
Speaker B.
Years ago, I attempted to make my first chocolate chip cookies. Once I had carefully measured the ingredients and preheated the oven, I set to work. When it was time to add the cocoa powder, it didn't seem to be mixing in very well, so I turned up the speed of my food processor. But the cocoa exploded out of the mixer and went all over the kitchen. After cleaning the mess up, I finished making the dough and my cookies went into the oven. When it was time to get them out, I didn't notice my oven mitt had a hole in it. While I was taking the cookies out, my finger touched the scorching edge of the cookie sheet. In shock from the pain, I dropped it, and the cookies bounced off the oven door and ended up on the floor, either cracked or in pieces.
Speaker C.
My kitchen disaster occurred when I was making my marvellous chocolate cookies. I mixed the dough, made the cookies, and placed them in the oven. I had some difficulty because I didn't have a proper baking pan, so I just used baking paper. When I managed to take the cookies out, I placed them on the windowsill next to the air conditioner to cool them quickly. Apparently, I shouldn't have done so, because a minute later I noticed they had cracked, some into halves. To save them, I decided to frost them. I poured the ingredients of the frosting into my food processor, and when it was coming together nicely, I decided to add more butter. But because the butter was very hard, it got caught in the beater and blew out the beater shaft of the food processor, rendering it useless. I still tried to frost the cookies, but they fell apart while I was applying the frosting.
Listen to the recording once again.
Speaker A.
I decided to bake chocolate chip cookies. After mixing the ingredients in the food processor, I put rounded tablespoon measures of perfect cookie dough onto a greased cookie sheet. Then I preheated the oven to full whack. When I was leaning into the oven with the cookie sheet full of dough, I somehow lost my balance and slipped. The sheet upended and the raw mixture landed all over the hot inside of the open oven door in a sizzling, sticky mess. Panicked that all my cookies would become pieces of charcoal on the hot surface, I filled a bucket with hot, soapy water. I set the bucket down on the floor and with considerable effort began scooping the bubbling, glued dough that had already started scorching. Just as I was finishing the cleaning, my knee hit the bucket and the water poured all over the kitchen. I could do nothing but laugh.
Speaker B.
Years ago, I attempted to make my first chocolate chip cookies. Once I had carefully measured the ingredients and preheated the oven, I set to work. When it was time to add the cocoa powder, it didn't seem to be mixing in very well, so I turned up the speed of my food processor. But the cocoa exploded out of the mixer and went all over the kitchen. After cleaning the mess up, I finished making the dough and my cookies went into the oven. When it was time to get them out, I didn't notice my oven mitt had a hole in it. While I was taking the cookies out, my finger touched the scorching edge of the cookie sheet. In shock from the pain, I dropped it, and the cookies bounced off the oven door and ended up on the floor, either cracked or in pieces.
Speaker C.
My kitchen disaster occurred when I was making my marvellous chocolate cookies. I mixed the dough, made the cookies, and placed them in the oven. I had some difficulty because I didn't have a proper baking pan, so I just used baking paper. When I managed to take the cookies out, I placed them on the windowsill next to the air conditioner to cool them quickly. Apparently, I shouldn't have done so, because a minute later I noticed they had cracked, some into halves. To save them, I decided to frost them. I poured the ingredients of the frosting into my food processor, and when it was coming together nicely, I decided to add more butter. But because the butter was very hard, it got caught in the beater and blew out the beater shaft of the food processor, rendering it useless. I still tried to frost the cookies, but they fell apart while I was applying the frosting.